Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. The president of South Sudan, a guy named Salva Kiir, likes to wear a black cowboy hat. The original one he has was given to him by President George W. Bush. It's just a hat, but it's also a symbol of America's involvement with the world's newest democracy. The two men met multiple times at the White House back when Kiir was the vice president of Sudan, before South Sudan split into a new nation in 2011.
I'm proud to be meeting again with the Vice President of Sudan. He's a friend of mine. He is a strong leader who's dealing with a very difficult situation.
Well, ever since that press conference, South Sudan has unraveled. A famine that threatens some 4 million people is in full swing. Late last week, a UN report accused government forces of devastating atrocities, such as using rape as a weapon of war. There have been inter-ethnic atrocities, as well as violence within ethnic groups. South Sudan, the world's newest country, is on the verge of being the world's newest failed state. Eric Reeves has been following the events in Sudan as a researcher and analyst for 16 years. He's the author of the book Compromising with Evil, an archival story of Greater Sudan, 2007 to 2012. Eric Reeves, welcome.
Good to be with you.
South Sudan was supposed to be, if not a success story, at least a newly independent country with great promise. What happened?
The Comprehensive Peace Agreement of 2005 was a great diplomatic success story for the Bush administration. Joined by Norway and the UK, they brought an end to a 22-year civil war. At the same time, the Comprehensive Peace Agreement received not nearly enough in the way of energies that would see it implemented. The result has been, since 2005, a steady deterioration in the conditions of governance, the integrity of revenue distribution, especially oil revenues, and a full-scale civil war that began in December 2013.
Were the ingredients for this raging civil war that you describe visible and predictable?
They were. Indeed, in summer 2013, 6 months before the explosion, I co-signed an open letter to Salva Kiir with John Prendergast, Roger Winter, Ted Danye, arguing that unless Salva Kiir did a great deal to eliminate corruption, to reform governance in the government of South Sudan, that there would be an explosion. Our warning was not taken seriously, was not echoed as it should have been by the U.S. government. And unfortunately, we were proved all too accurate in that assessment.
What is South Sudan like today for somebody just trying to survive?
Food is the great crisis that's facing South Sudan, as it is in Sudan for that matter. But as you mentioned, inter and intra ethnic violence is now the primary instrument of civilian destruction. As horrific as the atrocities chronicled by both the UN and Amnesty International are, what's really important to remember is that we have a nation that has seen racial hatred loosed with the events that are associated with the political events of 2013, but political events that were themselves defined ethnically.
What does intervention look like, if there is such a thing, for the UK, for Norway, the United Nations, the United States, any of the countries that were party to creating South Sudan? If there were an effort now, what could it look like, or is there one?
There needs to be an urgent reconstitution of the present United Nations peacekeeping force, UNMISS, UN mission in South Sudan. It was configured for a country at peace. That is no longer the case, and it must become much more muscular. It must be able to protect civilians much more effectively. And the slowness with which the international community has moved to reconfigure the UN force is one of the main problems that we're looking at.
Eric Reeves, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Eric Reeves is a Sudan researcher and professor at Smith College.